movie coming out today. Today, make sure y'all go see it today, y'all. Hey, think like a man. Y'all give it up, man. But my frat brother, mentor, one of the original kings of comedy, show your love for Steve Harvey. Dog, is it too late for me to be in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Everybody else was in it. Okay, now, Rick, now let me ask you, what's the thought behind that joke? When you said that, what exactly was you thinking then? Oh, everybody in the movie but me?
Hey, Steve, let me just say this, dog. I am so proud of you, dog. Let's introduce you the right way. I'm sorry, Steve, because okay, when we get together.
Oh, you got one of them girls on your show that really know how to do radio?
Yeah.
Try to keep your ignorant ass in line.
Right. He's my version of Shirley.
Yeah, that's your Shirley. Yeah, that's what they do to me. They always be trying to get us back when we go too far. Thank you, baby. I sure appreciate you, darling. Hey,
this man really needs no introduction. And I sometimes even feel like, when do you ever sleep? Put your hands together.
Yeah, Steve
Harvey!
Yes, Steven!
Yay, yay! Yeah, man.
When do you ever sleep? Do you still cook?
Well, good hell, well, I got a chef.
But Steve don't cook. How you going to sit there and ask the chef?
I went over to Steve's house. You had some roasted chicken and some salad.
No, for real. I know how to cook.
Some damn mashed potatoes or something.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And plus, my girl can cook. She a country girl. She from Tennessee. She know how to cook.
Hey, Steve, she was looking good walking through the airport. I didn't know who she was. So She told you, Steve. I was walking up behind. I said, who is this? She got a Louis Vuitton purse and she bone-legged. So, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Steve.
I ought to punch you in your damn mouth.
Really
She was looking good. So I walked up behind. I said, oh, Jesus. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, Margie. I said, girl, I was going to holler.
She is the epitome of class and grace.
Oh, I
love every time I see her.
Oh, I love her.
I appreciate
somebody
y'all,
up and
too.
Down, and you try to find something about them so you won't have to like them no more?
You can't do it.
I'm tired of liking her.
Her toe looking like a sunflower seed. Look at the look.
That's funny. So, got a toe look like a sunflower.
When you
write that down, Steve.
This whole thing, first with your best-selling book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman, did you ever think that it would take off like this?
I mean, you know, look, people ask me that. That would be ridiculous for me to say that I had in any way thought this to be possible. You know, you can't do that. It was my first book I've ever written. My initial goal, all I really wanted to do was be number 7 on the bestseller list. Right. If I made the New York Times bestseller at least number 7, I figured 7 was good because then that wouldn't mean that I just barely got on. They had to talk to 3 other people about being barely on the list.
Right.
And so that's all I wanted to do. I had no idea that it would be number 1 for almost 40 weeks and stay on the bestseller list 60-some weeks. That's God. Now, I kid you not. That's just God. And then for them to turn around and want to make it a movie, that's God. Because I didn't write the book ever thinking it would be a movie.
Now, you know, with a book like this, sometimes things get lost in translation. Do you feel like the movie did a good job of capturing the spirit of the book?
Hey, you know something, man? I got to tell you. The first time I saw it, I was leery because I kept waiting. Because what I didn't want them to do was make a mockery of my book. You know, I didn't want them, and I don't do buffoonery type comedy, so I was dead set against buffoonery. And so they kept their word to me. So I was watching it on the script and everything all along the way. And man, they did what I didn't even think was possible to do. They turned these concepts in the book into these storylines about these 4 different couples that you absolutely care about the whole movie.
Right.
And then the addition of Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah.
This damn fool.
You
really
just, let Kevin Hart just be himself.
You can't write ignorance.
You cannot write ignorance. Steve, I saw the movie, and I mean,
you know, last time I talked to you, you know, you had to meet me out by my house and bring me some, and you had on them shorts, and then I pulled up in the car, and you bent over in the car to hand it to me, and I drove off and left your ass standing
there. Why the hell are you telling people that?
Well, I'm telling them, because you can't bend over in my damn car with some damn cut off shorts. Yeah, I drove right off and left your ass right there in that parking lot, didn't I? Didn't I, Gary?
Hey, Gary got a book out called Act Like a Woman, Fall Out Like a Man.
It's 11 minutes after the top of the hour. More with Steve Harvey coming up next. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.